This is BetQL Daily from BetQL.
And coast to coast and around the world, Jim Rodriguez, Mark James, and a cast of thousands on BetQL Daily here on the Odyssey app, over on BetQL. Happy you're with us on this 4th of July, getting the fireworks started early. We're here 9 to noon. Want to thank the Joes, Joe O, Joe G, and Aaron, of course, letting us sit in here and hang out with you for the next 3 hours. Lots to get to. Hey, you know, 4th of July is in the betting world. It is the hot dog eating contest. And I think I'm going to go a little contrarian. We'll get into that. Full slate of MLB for you, including we got an 11 a.m. game. You know, they want to get out of the Washington quick. They got stuff to do in the nation's capital between the Marlins and the Nationals. We'll get after that as well. And of course, we'll start the show with some NBA. The fireworks actually started early with Kevin Durant saying, "I'm out. I don't want to be here anymore." I mean, they were like a big toe away from possibly going to the NBA Finals, and now looks like they've broken up the band. Kyrie Irving, he's looking to get traded, even though he said, "No, I'll take my 36 mil, thank you very much," and he opted in. But Kevin Durant is out, the Grim Reaper is out, the Slim Reaper is out, and the question is, where is he going to go? Tons of market analysis happening there for you. And it's funny because the Nets, first of all, returning to the Nets, 7-1, which, you know, I know he's wanted out, but at the end of the day, if they can't move him, he might maybe start the season there. But that's crazy. But let's look at the numbers right now. The Phoenix Suns are the favorite right now, even money. I'm down in Miami, and everybody's been talking about him coming to the Miami Heat, and it's 7-2 right now. The only problem is the pieces. You know, with Ben Simmons in Brooklyn, they can't trade for certain people. For example, Bam Adebayo. Bam Adebayo cannot be in the trade as long as Ben Simmons is on the team. They have to get rid of him because of the rookie max. Hey, let's bring in Mark James. Mark, happy 4th of July. We're talking about Kevin Durant. We're talking about going to Miami. You're a Miami guy. I'm a Miami guy. That's all we hear about, right? It seems everybody. And Pat Riley, meanwhile, I think is sitting in a chair, Godfather style, just waiting for all the dominoes to drop.
Yeah, happy 4th of July, J-Rod, to everybody out there, including you and your family. And now let me just clarify, you kind of threw that in there. I'm a Miami guy. I'm a Miami Hurricanes guy for football. Okay. I am not a Miami guy.
We embrace everybody. Everybody's a Miami guy.
The last thing I ever want to be accused of is being a Miami Heat fan. I'm a New York Knicks fan.
Well, you've got your own problems.
Yeah, diehard, long time suffering. Welcome Jalen Brunson to the Big Apple. I'm pretty, you know, psyched about that. But Kevin Durant, now there's reports out there that Kevin Durant, that the Golden State Warriors, now how substantiated these are, who knows, but the Warriors are actually interested in reacquiring the two-time finals MVP and two-time NBA champion and bringing him back to the Bay Area and Golden State, which sort of it's kind of befuddling because I'm wondering why, like, you just won a title without him, but he's 33 years old. He certainly has at least 4 to 5 more years of prime basketball as long as he's healthy. You know, a couple years ago, he was out the entire time. So could you imagine if this Golden State team, which, let's face it, they lost some bit players. Gary Payton II, big deal. He goes to Portland. Juan Toscano-Anderson gone. Nobody of a Kevon Looney is back. They bring back all the youngins like Moses Moody and Jonathan Kuminga. But think about this. Could you even imagine Kevin Durant going back to Golden State? At that point, you start to look at and say, okay, Steph is going to catch Michael Jordan, and it's eventually that if this team stays healthy over the course of the next – because don't forget, Kevin Durant has 4 more years left on his contract. Right. So whoever gets him is getting him with 4 more years, but you got to also understand that Kevin Durant has to want to go there. If the Sacramento Kings acquire Kevin Durant, there's no chance in hell he's going to want to play there. So with all that being said, if they get Kevin Durant, you're talking about them starting a second dynasty. You're talking about Steph Curry, that he will get his sixth ring and then maybe surpass Michael and get number seven, because who's going to beat this team?
And I don't, it's a crazy idea that he would go back there. By the way, 14-1 about Kevin Durant going back to the Golden State Warriors if you were going to bet on that. I mean, the big question would be, how would the reception be? Because I'll tell you what, Draymond Green is not one to mince words. He already told them, we won one without you. Now we won one. You know, we won one before you got here. We won one after you got here. He's going to have to stay in line. I just don't know how that dynamic is going to work in that locker room.
Well, don't forget, Draymond Green recently on a podcast, or I think it was his podcast, just came out and conspicuously and shockingly even to me and a lot of people that saw and heard these comments, he said, if it wasn't for, and we all know that there were certainly some differences between him and Kevin Durant, the sure. arguing and whatnot. Listen, it's the heat of the moment. This is big time. This is, you're playing for everything. But he went on a podcast, it was his own recently, and he said that they would not have won back-to-back titles in 2017 and 2018 if it wasn't for Kevin Durant. Kevin Durant put the team on his back. And by also saying that, he took some sort of a perhaps unintentional, indirect shot at his own teammate, Steph Curry, saying Steph's game at that point wasn't where Durant's was, which is fair. I don't disagree. I think that was fair. I think Steph is now, certainly we saw coming off the finals MVP where against Boston, we know he's certainly there now. So I think Draymond Green understands what's best for business, and what's best for business is, as you mentioned, and I love that name, the Slim Reaper going back to the Warriors. Now, here's another thing too. The Warriors were way over the luxury tax threshold this season. You bring in Kevin Durant. So I'm wondering at this point, like, how do you – I mean, I guess Joe Lacob and Peter Guber, the owners of Golden State Warriors, they just are like, we don't care.
The fact that they have property in San Francisco tells me they like to burn money. I mean, listen, brand new arena, championship, suites, ticket sales. I don't think money's going to be an issue. It's a matter of if they want to spend it. But let's break this down real quick, Mark. So the Suns, even money, that Durant goes there. The Heat, 7-2. The Raptors, 4-1. The Pelicans, which could be an interesting situation. The Pelicans, I think, are right on the cusp, and they just signed Zion to that crazy contract. We'll get into that.
No chance in hell he goes there.
They're 6-1. The Grizzlies, 7-1. Lakers, 8-1. And then it gets out of hand. You know, the Sixers are 12-1, and then with where we sat, the Warriors at 14-1. But
I think who's the favorite?
Oh, by the way, your Knicks 20-1.
No. But the Phoenix Suns are the favorite, correct? It's minus. So
at even money,
that to me for the NBA. Here's one thing. One of the things that I loved what we saw over a year ago was an organic team like the Milwaukee Bucks win a title. This, to me, was like, I think it sort of ended the super teams. So did Toronto in 2019. It was the end of the super team. I know listen, don't get me started on the bubble chip in 2020. That's the weakest title in pro sports history. Don't even talk to me about that.
A ring is a ring, baby. A ring is a ring.
Yeah, I don't even acknowledge that title. But I like to see sometimes. To me, I don't like super teams all coming together. And I think I got, you know, sick and tired. It happened 12 years ago, right around coming up here in a few days, the decision that LeBron James taking his talents to South Beach. And then ever since then, every team has been trying to emulate that. And LeBron, you know, did it in Cleveland, and he did it with the Lakers with Anthony Davis, even though that has now turned into an unmitigated disaster. So all that being said is, when I look at this, I think Kevin Durant going to the Phoenix Suns, the team that had the best record in the NBA, 64 wins at minus 200. I think that to me would be for the NBA, for Adam Silver and the league, that's what you want to happen. Because what it does is it creates some sort of power balance, because Phoenix is hurting, and obviously we all know they're looking to move DeAndre Ayton. It's not a matter of if, it's a matter of when. Mm-hmm. Well, you could move him, probably going to take Mikal Bridges, probably going to take some draft picks, and maybe it might even take a guy like Cam Johnson as well to get a guy like Kevin Durant. But if you're Phoenix, you bring him in there, Devin Booker, Chris Paul, and all of a sudden you got some ancillary parts around him. And then I think you have a team that is legit. Don't forget, when I talked about last year about Milwaukee, who did Milwaukee beat? They beat the Phoenix Suns. The Phoenix Suns had the best record in the NBA. The Phoenix Suns were the odds-on favorite to win the NBA title after the regular season. And they absolutely got dismantled, especially Game 7 at home by Luka and the Dallas Mavericks. But if Durant goes to Phoenix, that to me is better for the league. Durant going to Golden State is certainly better for the Warriors.
Right, yeah. And by the way, Phoenix right now sitting at plus 650 to win the NBA chip next year.
Oh, they are plus 650. Okay, all right. Oh, so that has changed.
Yeah,
okay.
Boston and Milwaukee are the favorites right now, plus 550. Then you got the Warriors, the Clippers, and the Suns at plus 650 as well. And here's, you know, I was talking to some people before the show.
Milwaukee? That's crazy. I mean, yeah. Can you imagine Kevin Durant and the Greek Freak?
That'd be crazy, right? Right? Yep. I would say this. The market that I'm interested in is Kevin Durant winning the MVP next year. Because I think that is a sweet bet. Right now, he's plus 850. Can you imagine a motivated Kevin Durant trying to show people that he was? I think it would almost be a lock if he went back to the Warriors. But I think Durant, healthy, new team, a winning team, because he's not going to go to a bad team, plus 850 right now to be the MVP, sign me up.
I don't disagree. I think it's great value in that, J-Rod. And I think this is something that I said when the Nets completely got swept in the first round by the Boston Celtics, is that he needs to get away. I call Kyrie – I think Kyrie Irving is somewhat of a wannabe cult leader. I call him Kyrie Koresh because, let's face it, this guy was in charge. He was trying to get the players to boycott the bubble. Do you remember this?
Yeah, that's right.
He tried to get the players to boycott that entire postseason. So the fact that Kevin Durant will no longer be associated with Kyrie Irving is absolutely great for Kevin Durant. And you're right. I mean, I got to tell you, that is not bad value of a motivated guy who right now people are looking at. And one of the things, and take it for what it's worth, but Kevin Durant certainly takes it for what it's worth that he gets a little offended by guys with 35 followers on Twitter that with anonymous, probably fake burner accounts. Someone said after the Golden State Warriors won a title, they said, quote, all Kevin Durant now will be known as the guy in between Harrison Barnes and Andrew Wiggins.
Oh,
so
oh,
like,
boy.
Well, and you know what? KD should basically, I mean, the guy is worth, you know, obviously, at this juncture in his career, I would say he's probably made over $300, $350 million in terms of not only contract earnings, but endorsements and whatnot. He shouldn't care what the people on Twitter think, but he does. He has very thin skin.
Right?
And that now people like the narrative out there, and it's not a narrative, it's sort of the truth, is that you're not a leader. That the Brooklyn Nets did whatever you could. They capitulated to every one of your requests and demands, and you're leaving them high and dry, and you're a follower.
By the way, and people, they paid him to be hurt. Remember, when they acquired him, he was
going
here.
$40 million. Joe Tsai paid him $40 million. Like, you got to be kidding me. So now Kevin Durant wants to change. He feels really... well, butthurt, to use, I like to use a better term, but he feels certainly jaded by this whole situation, kind of like when they blew a 3-1 lead with Oklahoma City in the 2016 Western Conference Finals, and then he decided on 4th of July to take his talents to the Bay Area and join the Warriors, and then win back-to-back. So this whole thing is so intriguing. The one thing about the NBA, J-Rod, is that it all really, especially when free agency starts, and who knew that Kevin Durant was going to request a trade and want out. By the way, he didn't just go to the general manager, Sean Marks. He went to the owner, Joe Tsai, say, I want out. And like, okay.
I'll give him credit for that. At least he stepped right up. Yeah.
It is only going to – I'd like to see him end up in Phoenix, personally.
Yeah. Yeah, that would be interesting. You know, as a Laker guy, I'm thinking the West just keeps tougher and tougher. And we know what we know. Kyrie's going to end up.
First of all, the Lakers have no cap money at all. The only way the Lakers, we'll talk about Kyrie and Westbrook and all that. They could trade that. The Lakers cannot acquire Kevin Durant. There's no way they can do that.
Well, they're going to get Kyrie. We're going to take a break. Much more to get into on BetQL Daily. We got hot dogs. We got baseball. We got more NBA trades. With Mark James, I'm Jim Rodriguez, filling in for the Joes and Aarons. Plenty more to get to. Don't go anywhere. It's BetQL Daily right here on the BetQL Network.
It's Joe Ostrowski, Joe Giglio, and Aaron Hawksworth on BetQL Daily, presented by BetMGM from BetQL.